time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Jackson Holliday discussed his first major league hit following the Orioles' win over Milwaukee on Sunday afternoon.
I'm pretty relieved. It's very nice to finally get it out of the way and just kind of enjoy playing winning baseball now versus trying to fight for a hit. Now I can just go out there and play and enjoy being around these guys.
Could you feel the difference in maybe even your approach or mentality the next plate appearance after the hit compared to maybe what it was before you got that hit?
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of a free feeling, you know. I mean, he's a pretty tough at bat versus a lefty, no matter how good you're feeling, unless you're Kowser. But, yeah, I could definitely feel it. I feel like I took some good pitches. But, yeah, you can definitely feel the relief and the comfort starting to come in.
What did it mean to you to have your dad and Chloe right down the front row to be here for that moment?
Yeah, it's really cool. I wish I would have gotten in the first four games whenever everyone else was here, but it's really special to have both of them here.
How difficult have the last couple of days been?
Not too much difficult, just a lot, you know. It's a lot, but it's been fun. I mean, it's quite an experience, and I don't think I'd ever take it for granted, the experience that I've had. And it's a good learning. I mean, if you go over for three or four games, I mean, it's going to happen in baseball. I mean, I prefer it not to be at the beginning of my career, but it's going to happen, and I'm glad to hopefully learn from it.
With your confidence facing Velo this year specifically, did that change your plan coming up late in the ball game, knowing that he's going to challenge you with heat?
Yeah, I knew he only had two pitches. Obviously, they're two really good pitches, and he throws really hard, but when I saw the first slider, I knew that all I had to do was get him up, and I was in a good spot. And obviously, in the minor leagues, you face guys that throw that hard all the time. But to be able to eliminate a pitch, knowing that I can take that, and it was a very more comfortable approach and be able to get a good swing off than it has been.
How much does it mean to the reception, like, to go back to the dugout?
Yeah, it's awesome to be able to experience a first hit and then have such a good group of guys that are rooting me on, which has been awesome. They've all been super great to me, and I'm super grateful for that, but it was really cool.
How much does it mean to you, not just to get your first hit, but for it to happen in a rally with the guys for the winning run, go ahead for the game? How much does that mean?
Yeah, it was awesome. We still haven't gotten swept, right? And yeah, so I was kind of thinking of that. I'm like, okay, we got to get something rolling, but it was really cool to be able to do that and kind of start a rally, or I guess right in the middle of it. But really cool to be able to do that with Westy and Gunner and Adley. So, yeah, super cool moment.
What about the moment when you get to first base? What did you soak in?
Yeah, obviously a lot of people there tonight or today. Just that kind of whole experience of finally getting a hit and people cheering for you. I mean, that's what you dream of. And to be able to do it in a big spot was really cool.
Do you know what you want to do with the ball?
I'm going to try to keep it as long as I can. Try to hang it up at the house, and it's definitely something that's probably really special to me.
In the moment, you go first to third as well, set up that really significant run. Did instincts take over right there? Did you pick up the coach, Contoni, waving it towards the third?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that they preach, like I said, after the game. It's a lot more valuable to be at third base. If I'm at second base, I don't score on the double play. So it's a lot more valuable to be at third base, and something that they preach in the minor leagues to go first to third every chance you get. And I knew it was a line drive, and I knew he had to stay back on it. And yeah, just instincts, kind of knowing that I like to play the game that way, and I can use my legs and finally get out there and run a little bit.
Are you hoping that tomorrow and moving forward things can maybe start to feel a little bit more normal?
Yeah, I feel really good on defense, just kind of getting more comfortable at the plate. But yeah, looking forward to tomorrow to kind of just settle in. Looking forward to settling in, getting a few more hits under my belt, and really getting comfortable.
Have you checked your phone yet?
No, I haven't checked my phone. I'm already way behind in text messages, so I'm just going to leave it at that.
You mentioned Calvin. Just how fun was it to watch him this week, just the way he kept hitting every day?
Yeah, it's been awesome. He's such a good guy, and someone that I'm lucky enough to be able to call a friend, and to see all the adjustments that he made whenever he had his little stint last year in the big leagues, and then see him come down the playoffs in Norfolk and then kill it in spring and continue that into the season. It's been really cool to see, and I'm really happy for him.
Thank you.